First of all, who has... All right. First of all, who has bad breath? Look, I know my breath can bark every once in a while, but this the windscreen on this microphone, you want to sniff this, Craig? Yes.
Yeah, I'll take a sniff. Ooh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, that's a little ripe. Well, you don't need a mic, Rich Voss.
That's nice.
that's a great way to treat my guest. First of all,
Torturous.
Lewis.
Torturous.
What
Rich
version
Voss.
Of that Motley Crue song was that?
There are about 14 Kickstart My Hearts
by Motley
Crue. Holy
shit, I don't want to even listen to you for a second.
What?
Rich Voss is looking at everyone like, where's my mic? Where's my mic? And he's just pretty much sitting on it.
It was behind me. I'm sorry that I didn't play hide and seek with you fucking fags in your stupid lounge, your little fucking tea and biscuit lounge. When you screamed before, I was hoping you got electrocuted. I didn't know the mic was behind me.
I yelled and he got a little excited. And he goes, oh, did you get electrocuted?
No, this is comfortable. I like this.
We're trying out a little loungy thing.
I kind of like it now.
Because I think when I move on and build my own fucking studio, it's going to be a nice loungy studio. Get away from this radio shit.
Finally.
Oh, yeah. Here, Eric.
You're building your own studio?
Well, you know, I got
things. Well, finally, that goddamn gigantic apartment's not going to waste.
Ah, how does that smell, Craig Guess?
Wow.
Way fresh. Better. You're going to want a little of that
Fruity
action.
And fresh. Wait, all right, I'll take a hit.
I'm not... And now you're farting. See,
no, I told him to get me in the ass.
Look at all the amazing things we've done so far in our loungy area in the studio.
It smells lovely.
Oh, that smells real nice.
It smells like a spring day.
Ooh. And it started yesterday when you said that we were walking out of here, and Opie said, you know, I want to do something different. Just have people just kind of, instead of sitting up at the table where everybody's...
It's sterile. It's a sterile environment. I always hated that. And, you know, when I do podcasts and stuff, which is very rare, I pick and choose the podcasts I do.
You should.
I like what Bob Kelly has set up, where everyone's on couches, and it's upstairs in the above the Comedy Cellar.
They're not in couches. They're sitting around a table. The people on couches are the audience.
No, I'm talking when he just does it, not when he's out and about.
No, at his. Listen, I agree. This is comfortable, but his podcast is not on couches.
Well, then again, I haven't done his podcast in a year or two.
Okay.
So,
what's he going to do? Be the only one on the couch? It's chairs all the way around.
You sure about that?
I'm 100%.
All right. I just like sitting on a couch. How about we just put it that way? And Lewis picked some weird version of Motley Crue's Kickstart My Heart. What? There were too many versions in there?
There's like 14 versions in there, and I got to be honest. I don't know anything about Motley Crue, so me listening to him, I'm the black guy. I really don't know shit. You know what I mean? If you had some country music up there or some rap, I would know that.
E-Rock was scrambling to get us from that counter where we normally do the show to get everything set up. And he was doing it in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And Opie said, just can you play Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue?
Yeah.
And somewhere in the middle of the insanity, we just started going... What the fuck is he playing? Mm-hmm. What is that? Is that Motley Crue?
Yeah, but Lewis, I wouldn't know one Motley Crue song either. I mean, I think...
You don't know that song? What version was that? Does anyone even know?
I didn't even hear the words Kickstart My Heart in the song. I'm being honest.
What's their famous song?
Well, Kickstart My Heart
Home Sweet Home.
Yeah.
Probably the biggest one.
Huh? Smoking in the Boys Room, sure.
Okay, that one I know.
There's a whole bunch of... you should know that one. Hey, Lewis, what did you say, though? You don't know shit? Because you're... What did you say?
I said I'm not too very well versed on Motley Crue. Like I don't know shit about them really. You'd have to give me a whole thing. Country music I can tell you.
I thought you said I don't know shit, and I was about to offer you a management position here at SiriusXM.
I would love anything close to that.
You wouldn't want to be down that side of the fucking hall or floor or whatever. Why are your eyes getting big? Voss?
Because when he said I don't know anything about that because I'm black, then he uses words like verse, you know, how do you tell?
That's a very good point. They're packing up food out there. What's that for, Eric?
They have